The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Thursday 4 o'clock happy hour. It rolls on. Dom, we've been joined by a fine guest here in studio. He's Batman. He is Matt Rothschild, executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Matt, welcome back. Gotcha.
Oh, Cootie, thanks for having me back. And Dom, it's great to see you in the flesh.
I think we got baby in a corner over there, as long as we can hear him.
We're good. Hey, Matt, good to see you, man. I appreciate you coming around, dude.
Well, thanks. It's my pleasure.
We're going to play musical microphones with you, Matt.
That's all right. Whatever works. Fine by me.
Matt, crazy headlines. Mike Gableman, the former Supreme Court Justice, now lead investigator of the cyber forensic audit coming down the pike here in the state of Wisconsin. Well, I was a little troubled when I woke up this morning and realized Gableman took a trip not only to Arizona to observe the cyber ninja fraud it there, but he's at Mike Lindell's cyber symposium. I don't even know how to describe this man. He's not afraid to be a little partisan.
Is he a neutral arbiter in your opinion?
Yes, Matt, that's Rothschild? A great way.
he's got a little credibility issue, doesn't he?
I mean,
it's just unbelievable how he and some of his fellow travelers on the far right are so biased on this thing when they're supposed to be the ones who are investigating it. Janelle Brangen, you mentioned her earlier. She's the head of the Wisconsin Assembly Elections Committee. And in December, she sent out an email to her constituents saying that Trump won the election. And she's head of the Assembly Committee now issuing these sham subpoenas, champinas, as we call them.
Champinas, I like that.
And then you've got Gableman, who, as you call him, Crudy, the most corrupt former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice in history, who wouldn't get off the John Doe 2 case and had slandered his predecessor on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. You know, why in the world did Robin Voss put this guy in charge here? I mean, Voss knows better. Voss is not an idiot, and he's not a far-right fire breather. He is a willing servant of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. Don't get me wrong. He's given them everything they ever wanted. But why did he put Brangen as head of the Assembly Committee? Why did he put Gableman in charge here? He keeps trying to appease his right-wing base, and he can't appease them. We heard the chants last Friday where they were saying, Voss has got to go, that Sheriff Clark was leading. I mean, at some point, they're going to run him out of town, I think, even though he's bent over backwards. Words for him.
Well, politics makes for strange bedfellows, let's just say. Robin Voss needed to lay down with the former corrupted Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman because Gableman came out right after the election and said, oh, it's probably stolen. You know, the election's been stolen from Donald Trump.
The unelected bureaucrats of the Wisconsin Election Commission has stolen your vote.
Yeah, these unelected bureaucrats, as Crudy was saying in the last half hour, you know, these guys were put there by the Republicans when the Republicans destroyed the Government Accountability Board and they constructed a board the way they wanted it. The way they wanted it was three Dems, three Republicans, and that's what they got. And that's the board that certified the election. So they're in no position to complain right now.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I can literally see a little kid across the street climbing in the passenger side window of a car. I'm just waiting for him to fall on his head. He fell in. Sorry, you say it's entertaining. I don't mean to be distracted.
What?
That little kid, he just
fell. Yeah, I understand the words that came out of your mouth, but okay.
Well, I haven't been this entertained since Brian and I had a kestrel eating a bird out here on the tree one day.
That's funny. I appreciate Matt Rothschild showing up for the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Sorry about that, Matt. We'll stay on topic.
That's right. Here. I didn't crawl through a window to get in here, so you know, I went up the stairs.
That's how you get out.
Matt, this whole big lie, and you know, people like Robin Voss, I would think, you know, most, I think, Adam Kinzinger, I believe, a congressman who's on the January 6th committee, a Republican appointed by Speaker Pelosi, says most of the people in Congress as Republicans know this is all BS, know this is a lie, and they're going along with it for the very calculated political reason. But my concern is of the long-term consequence of constantly pounding that, you know, the Wisconsin Election Commission created by the Republicans, they're the ones stealing your vote. And that there's something, you know, wrong going on here. There's election fraud. And I think about, you know, my mother-in-law and the other volunteers who over the years have given their time and energy to show up and, you know, make you sign the book and look at your ID.
Right. And you know, all the great people from the League of Women Voters who staff
right.
those.
I mean, it is an effort. Seriously, it's an effort by we the people, right? And they come back, and it's not just, well, China flipped it, but that there's... How does that reflect on the volunteers? And you see that these folks now are getting yelled at and screamed at. And it's getting worse, Matt. And I don't see the Republicans, because unless they're trying to fix a problem or they're trying to get elected, right? There can't be both of these things, because there's no evidence of anything happening. What do you see as a long-term consequence to democracy if the Republicans continue to go down this road?
This is the most toxic atmosphere I've ever witnessed in my adult lifetime. I've been watching politics for 42 years now, and this is the scariest moment. I thought January 6th was the scariest moment. It may have been, you know, the scariest 6 hours, but we're still in that moment. That moment didn't go away. I thought that the Trump fever was going to break on the evening of January 6th, and maybe it broke for 12 hours, but it come raging back. And to see people like Brangin or Gableman and the MyPillow guy and all these guys out there just saying the most ridiculous, toxic things about our democracy. And, you know, at the rally last Friday that Brangin was at here at the Capitol with Vicky McKenna, where the audience was yelling traitors, treason again. That's what people were saying on January 6th when they were clubbing cops over the head with the American flag. And that's when they were saying hang Vice President Pence and erected a gallows. They came prepared. You know, this stuff we haven't seen before in our country. Yeah. And we've got to realize just how dangerous it is. And you're right. You mentioned Adam Kinzinger. I'd like to mention two former Republican congressmen here, Tom Petri and Reed Ribble. They have come out against Trump. They signed a document about a month after January 6th saying the Republican Party's got to break ways with Trump. Trump is a danger to our democracy. And if Republicans don't move away from Trump, maybe we should form another party. I mean, I'd like to hear more from Reed Ribble and Tom Petri all across the state. They need to talk to people within their family, within their political family, and try to bring people back from the abyss.
Well, and the scariest part, Matt, is not just the political insurrection and the big lie. I mean, that's very troubling to us political junkies, because we know the greater authoritarian effect it could have. But what's really scary to me is the politicization of a pandemic. I mean, we got Republicans playing with people's lives, not just in this state, across the country, but a guy like Steve Nass, Senator Republican Steve Nass, who's trying to tell the UW system they're not allowed to instill mask mandates in Republicans through a specific committee who's going to control the Board of Regents. Well, this is ridiculous talk. And I mean, we wouldn't let this knuckle dragger into the poker game on Thursday night. Why are we letting a guy like Steve Nass dictate health policy to the students at UW, man? It seems crazy to me.
It's crazy. It's cruel. It's sadistic. It's idiotic. I mean, choose your adjective, but it is grotesque in every way. And Tommy Thompson knows it. He's heading the UW system. You can't get more, you know, red blood Republican in your veins than Tommy Thompson.
You mean a Pelosi Republican?
I'm sure that's what they're going to be calling him. I mean, he doesn't belong in the Republican Party. And when he's done being head of the University of Wisconsin system, I want to hear from Tommy Thompson coming out and saying, look, we've got to come to our senses or the democracy's going down the tubes.
Perhaps at the WisPolitics virtual event coming up on August 26th, we'll have to tune in for that.
Yeah, you better go to that one.
Hopefully, you'll stick around or tune in. You don't have to go. It's virtual. We got the real thing. We got Batman in studio in the Batcave here in Madison. He is the executive director, Matt Rothschild, from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And Matt, you must have seen the article in ProPublica yesterday. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson being accused effectively of playing favorites for really big donors that gave him $21 million cumulatively. And that's two families. That's the widow Hendricks. And that's the Ulines. They gave him $21 million. He gave them back about $215 million in tax savings in the year 2018 alone. Perhaps something more like $1 billion over a decade. Matt, I want to get your reaction. Do you think Rojo bought and paid for?
Nice return on investment if you're If you're Elizabeth and Richard Eline and Diane Hendricks, holy smokes, they got more than what they paid for. You know, they got an incredible return on their investment in Ron Johnson. I mean, this has got sleaze written all over it. This may be the biggest, sleaziest move by an elected official to reward his donors in the history of this kind of graft, legalized graft that we've seen in our country. It's disgraceful on Ron Johnson's part. But it's very transparent that he was, you know, a willing servant for his big donors, and they got, you know, they made bank.
Matt Rothschild, we saw New Marquette University Law School polling out yesterday. Our friend Charles Franklin joined us, and the new polling on Ron Johnson's not strong. Johnson's -9, according to Dominic's math, since October of 2020 when he was last polled. Do you think Ron Johnson is seeing the numbers? I mean, this was before the latest ProPublica article, but he's been on the front page. He's been, you know, the newsmaker here in the state of Wisconsin. He's been sort of a mini Trump, and you know, it's strange to me. I didn't see Rojo going full Trump clown car, but he has, and it's not a popular stance. It doesn't appear to be, but does he think it's his only avenue to electoral re-election, or is he just burning it all down before he leaves town?
I don't know what he thinks or how hard he thinks or how much he thinks, actually. But I actually don't think he's running again. And certainly this ProPublica article is not going to help him. I mean, that's a beautiful attack ad already made up in print form there. I don't think he's going to run again. I think the only way he can save any shred of dignity or credibility that he has left, and Lord knows he doesn't have many left if he has one, is to say, I'm going to make good on what I've said all along, including on your program, that I'm only going to serve two terms and then I'm going home.
And if it's not Rojo, who's the Republican going to be? I've heard Mike Gallagher. He showed a little bit of courage on January 6th, but has done nothing but lost his spine since, Matt. You know, his prior military record in and of itself is not going to carry him to victory. Or will it?
I actually think it's going to be Scott Walker. I think Scott Walker will return if Ron Johnson does not decide to run for re-election.
Damn your whorish mouth, Matt Rothschild.
I would say, please God, let that be, because any of these candidates, I mean, if Ron Johnson is a weak candidate, Scott Walker is a known commodity. I mean, this state had Walker fatigue 2, 3, 4 years ago. And I mean, he didn't go anywhere. He's been all over social media, maybe out of the limelight, not on the television, but if you watch the Foxy News or the OAN or the Newsmax, he's on almost every single night. So you think he's keeping this high profile?
He's keeping
he can run for Senate when Vuk Mirani didn't want the job.
Well, I think he wants it now. You know, political virus that people get that, you know, they want to become governor or president of the United States. That's incurable. Even if you get an inoculation, you got breakthrough virus, and he's got the breakthrough virus of with his political bug. And from a Republican national committee perspective, you know, he's not a bad choice. He's got much more name recognition than Mike Gallagher. Who knows Mike Gallagher outside of his district?
Yeah, but Scott Walker wrote a pro-vaccine op-ed. I thought he was right for all the wrong reasons, but, you know, the Trumpsters are going to hate his ass now, Matt.
Yeah, you know, he plays both sides of the Trump thing. You know, he's for Trump when it serves his interests, and then he keeps a distance if it serves his interests. You know, he's more slippery than a lemon seed, so I wouldn't count him out.
Matt, you going to stick around for us?
Yeah, you're buying a drink later, aren't you?
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Actually, it's
pretty.
Dom's night to buy
a drink. You already said it. You heard it. We got the tape.
Well, I'll buy Matt a drink. Do you remember when the Mike Pence presidential debate happened? Scott Walker, very proud of his preparation of Pence. And then he went on the MSNBC, and Scott Walker wore a mask. And then he went on Fox News immediately thereafter and took the mask off. He's that guy.
He's that slippery.
Come back with us. He's Batman. He's Matt Rothschild, Executive Director of Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. A friend of ours. We're in the Batcave. The guano's getting deep. Poor devils. We'll be back.
You think he's gone? He's not gone. That's the whole point. He's never gone.
No, I'm going to stay for a while. How about that?
You see?
Freedom.
Who's to know if your soul will fade at all? The one you sold to fool the world. You lost your self-esteem along.
Women want them. Men want to be them. Tom and Cruz are the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Last segment of the day. If you missed any of this fine program, please go online to devilradio927.com. You can listen to and download podcasts and interviews.
Dominic, our fine guest, Batman, he's sticking around. He hears someone else is buying the drinks, and that's all he need to hear. Matt Rothschild, executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, a friend of this product. And Matt, the census data came down in the state of Wisconsin. We're trailing the nation. We're not growing as quickly as other states. I blame Scott Walker. But above and beyond that, we're going to see new congressional boundaries, and it's going to be a battle. We're going to war in the state of Wisconsin. Matt, how do you think it's going to turn out?
Well, I mean, the Ron Kind district is going to be the interesting one to see as far as the congressional districts go. And then the question is, you know, will Voss and Lemahieu rig the maps as grotesquely as they rigged them in 2011? And my guess is that
they'll try.
That is yes, because that's what they're in business to do. And Voss wants his veto-proof majority, and that would be one way he tried to get it. Fortunately, this time around, there's a governor who's a Democrat who will veto those bills, and then there'll be a race into court. And it'll be up to the judges to decide, you know, what the map looks like. I'm kind of hopeful that we're going to get better looking maps this time around, because any judge who looks at, for instance, what the People's Maps Commission has been doing, taking all sorts of testimony from people, getting 800 maps from citizens who've submitted the maps, any judge who has any independence is going to say, let's not take any more rigged maps here in Wisconsin, because a panel of federal judges ruled that 2011 rigging, that redistricting back then, was one of the worst unconstitutional gerrymanders in the history of the United States.
No, you're reading it all wrong. In fact, Robin Voss and his ilk have, they've changed their stripes just today with the new census data out. They put up a website. You, Matt, you could draw the new maps. Republicans, suddenly, they want your input. But I suspect the maps they're going to use are coming from a highly paid law firm somewhere. I think those might be the winning maps. Matt, what do you think of this charade?
Well, it is.
The Republicans putting up a citizens map portal.
Well, I think he's heard from the citizens. As I say, Voss isn't an idiot, and he knows that people in Wisconsin really want fair maps. We've inundated the Fair Maps Commission with 800 or more citizen-drawn maps, and I'm just going to encourage everyone who submitted a map to the People's Maps Commission to submit it to Robin Voss's portal and show them what a fair map would look like either statewide or in their own district. This is a very tardy attempt by Robin Voss to recognize that there is a virtue in transparency, and if he just take up the map that the People's Maps Commission draws, he could save himself the trouble.
Matt Rothschild, we keep hearing about a race to court, be it the U.S. courts, the federal courts, or the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which has said they don't want original jurisdiction, but it doesn't mean if it goes to, let's say, Brad Schimmel's court in Waukesha, it would eventually end up in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Matt, do you have any insight, this race to pick a court? Who gets to pick? I mean, do the federal courts have jurisdiction? The state courts? How do we know?
Well, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not going to play one on radio. The lawyers.
We do. Come on, join us.
The lawyers are going to figure it out, and they'll all be bringing different claims. Some will be bringing state claims. Some will be bringing federal claims, and maybe federal claims on racial discrimination, racial gerrymandering. The courts in the federal courts have got to hear those. Even the U.S. Supreme Court has said that racial gerrymandering cases belong in federal court. So that may be one way to go.
Matt, my only concern is the Democrats. We put so much stake in the newly drawn maps. We don't even know what they're going to look like yet, but we're hoping that it's going to level the playing field. But my big concern is this state is not the same state it was a decade ago, and the rural parts of the state of Wisconsin are much redder, and low propensity voters have been coming out since the Scott Walker recall. Well, Matt, I don't care what maps you draw. Rural Wisconsin's way redder than it used to be, and you're still going to see Republican legislative majorities unless something changes in a big way. And I don't know if the Democrats have prepared their base for that.
Well, there are two things that they need to do, if I can have my pundit hat on. One is Democrats need to get their base out and more of their base out. But the second thing, and I think all of us need to do who are pro-democracy progressives, is find a couple people who may not have voted the way we wanted to, but we know other than that, they aren't, you know, flying Confederate flags or Nazi flags or evil people. We know they're an okay person. Try to convince some of those people that, look, this Trump route, this this anti-democracy path that this country is on is not the way for this country to go. And we just can't have that if we're going to have a functioning civil society. And I think it's possible to bring people around one person at a time. Talk to people you already know that you respect in some way, but not in their political choices, and try to talk some sense into them. Not by yelling at them and calling them names, but trying to find some common ground with them.
Matt Rothschild, Executive Director, Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Well, we got about 3 minutes left, Matt. You put out a piece at the Wisconsin Examiner highlighting the fact that there's a couple of Democratic legislators putting forth bills to ban gerrymandering. Now, of course, we know Republicans, they're in charge of the legislature. Why'd you put this out? What are you trying to get to?
Well, the solution for gerrymandering isn't really to send it to one judge or another judge in federal court or state court. The solution is to change our statute here in Wisconsin and to ban gerrymandering once and for all. And fortunately, two legislators, Senator Jeff Smith in the Senate and Representative Deb Andraca down in the Milwaukee area, have introduced two bills that would give us nonpartisan redistricting. And there are three Republican co-sponsors on it, too.
What? Wait, yeah, say yeah, that again? Yeah.
Three Republican co-sponsors really? On this bill. It's a bipartisan bill. The people of Wisconsin want to ban gerrymandering and want a fair redistricting process. These bills would give it to us. Why not have at least a public hearing on this?
Well, that's the point. So what's the effort? What would be the step to do this? Do you have to involve a Republican? And who is that Republican?
Well, one is Dewey Strobel in the Senate.
And
And the other is Rob Swearingen up north. They both head up committees that would have jurisdiction over these bills on banning gerrymandering. So I'm encouraging people, send them an email. Tell them, demand a public hearing. You know, what's to lose about letting the public speak on this issue that the public feels strongly on?
And a bipartisan issue, and I think it would help with some of these interpersonal angst that we have. If we actually have fair maps, you know, that part goes away. You know that there's a lot of Republicans out there that feel like, well, we win on ideas and don't consider the gerrymander. But, you know, when more Dems vote and less Dems actually serve, that becomes a little problematic. If it's actually reflective of the will of the people through a nonpartisan gerrymander, I think that would help us all.
Yeah, let's get a public hearing. Let's get a vote. Take a stand.
Matt Rothschild, he's Batman, the vigilante of good governance from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Thanks for coming around, Matt. Want to also say thank you to Ann Jacob. She is the chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And also our pal Jeff Mayer from Wisp Politics. Coming up on Friday's big show, we got former U.S. Attorney James Santel. Stick around. Earl will be back on Monday, but he's got Sandy Williams and Stu Mann, the newsman, filling in. Keep it locked right here, Devil Radio 92.7 FM. Thanks for listening.
Fake. I don't feel like my time here has been particularly successful.
It's over. Nothing matters anymore.
Get over it.
It's over. Go home.